Are you leaving money on the table when it comes to taking Social Security? Deciding when to take your benefit is one of the most important decisions you'll make for your retirement. You only get one chance, and there are no do-overs. So getting this right can add tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, to your lifetime income. Welcome back to the podcast. This is your host, Barakat Khalili. In this episode, I'm going to give you the tools to decide the best time for you to take Social Security. I'll walk you through a real-life example where we came up with a plan to fund living expenses while delaying the Social Security benefit. But first, I want to share an idea with you as food for thought to help you make the most of your money journey. A few months back, my wife and I watched the film Ticket to Paradise, starring George Clooney and Julia Roberts. The one line that stood out to me came from Julia's character, which she said a few times in the film, "Why save the good stuff for later?" For a light comedy, that was quite a profound line, and as you can tell, it stayed with me since. You see, we often get the advice to do the hard work now that will lead to a bigger payoff later. And it's an important lesson, right? Delayed gratification is something that we all have to learn, and for some, it's a harder lesson to learn than others. But on the other end of the spectrum, we also have another problem that has to do with overlooking the things that deserve our attention right now. If I had a nickel for every time someone told me to enjoy the time I have with my daughters, who are toddlers, I'd probably be retired right now. So there are things like relationships, rest, reflection. These are things that benefit us if we do them right now. Stopping to smell the roses, remembering what's important in life and reminding ourselves of that constantly, staying grateful, staying in that attitude of gratitude is something that we don't need to put off or do eventually. It's something that we benefit from the more often we do that. We'll be worse off if we put those things off. So what does your quote unquote eventually list look like? You know, the things that you say you'll do eventually someday. What's that dream trip, that activity, that experience that you're putting off? Maybe you're waiting for the right time to do it, thinking that it's much further off, but not realizing that it might be actually sooner than you think. So the idea here is know the difference between delayed gratification and the things that you need to focus on now. If you know that it's something that's good for you, ask yourself, why save the good stuff for later? The decision to sign up for Social Security is very important for your retirement plan. The benefit you get when you sign up, plus, of course, a COLA adjustment, is what you'll keep getting essentially for the rest of your life, more or less the same amount. But you do have options, and that can make a difference to the tune of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. You'll sign up for your Social Security retirement income somewhere between ages 62 and 70. And of course, you get rewarded for your patience with a higher monthly benefit the longer you wait. Now, some people will need the income right away. And so in those cases, it makes sense for them to sign up earlier rather than later. Now, according to Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's a professor of economics at Boston University, the major Social Security mistake that people are making is collecting benefits too early. He says about 85% of people should wait until age 70 to take their retirement benefits, but only about 6% are actually doing that. There are many reasons people take it early. In my experience, what I've seen is that people make a very strong connection between retiring and signing up for Social Security. They assume one follows the other immediately, even almost automatically. But to cover your expenses in retirement, you want to look at both your income and your assets. Let me tell you about a guy I spoke to recently, and we'll call him Bob. Bob is age 63. And he's taking care of his wife, who has a permanent disability. Their monthly expenses are $2,500 or $30,000 per year. And at age 67, which is his full retirement age, he would get $2,967 per month, which is good because it's more than his monthly budget. He also has a traditional IRA with about $319,000. So if he takes Social Security now, he'll be taking a cut of somewhere just shy of about 30%. However, using his IRA, he can cover his living expenses for the next 4 years, which would be $30,000 per year times four, or $120,000. Under this alternative, he delays Social Security and then takes that full benefit at age 67. And if he feels like doing it, he can also even push that another 3 years and take it at age 70 when he can max out his benefit. The other benefit of drawing down on the IRA, in addition to being able to cover his living expenses right now, is he's also potentially reducing his future taxes when the IRS requires him to start taking a minimum distribution every year. Another benefit too that I see most people don't consider is the benefit for his wife. You see, spousal benefits and survivor benefits are indexed to Bob's benefit. So if he takes Social Security early, not only does his benefit get reduced, but so does hers, which in this case is larger than her retirement benefit. And this is something important for you to consider and see whether this applies to you, because this is important in cases where one spouse didn't earn an income outside the home through their adult years, or where there's a large age gap between the spouses, or where there's a large difference in benefits between the spouses in terms of what they're going to be getting from Social Security. Recently, I looked back over Social Security estimates for several couples that I spoke to, and often what they can get at age 70 is north of about 60 or 70% greater than the early benefit that they would get at age 62. Now, I think this is great because what it essentially means is you can almost double your retirement income by simply doing nothing and waiting for the right time to sign up. Now, this is personal finance we're talking, so have this conversation with someone who's going over your numbers with you. As you can see, this is an important planning decision that you want to make wisely. And while most people focus on market returns, they also overlook the financial planning and how important that is to your retirement. Again, I'm grateful for your time and attention during this episode. This is Barakat Khalili signing off. Discussions in this podcast should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and SmartPro Financial are not affiliated.